There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 43 of the Tabernacle, the Ark of God. Daniel Hyde once said, "The Ark of the Covenant was the place of presence, the eternal God who is not constrained by the existence of time, the infinite God who is not bound by the constraints of space, the transcendent God who dwells above and beyond all time and space, and the immense God who fills all time and space, condescended to the weakness of his people and became manifest for their benefit in one locale. This God is not bound by time, but he bound himself to the time-bound experience of his people. This God is not bound by space, but he bound himself to this box. He is above all creational constraints, but he bound himself to them. He is everywhere, but he was there." Our text today is Exodus 25, verses 10 through 16. "They shall make an ark of acacia wood. 2 cubits and a half shall be its length, 1.5 cubits its breadth, and 1.5 cubits its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold. Inside and outside shall you overlay it, and you shall make on it a molding of gold around it. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them on its 4 feet, 2 rings on the one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side of it. You shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And you shall put the poles into the rings on the side of the ark to carry the ark by them. The poles shall remain in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. And you shall put into the ark the testimony that I shall give you." Today, in our journey through the tabernacle, we pass through the veil into the Holy of Holies. This is the holiest room in the tabernacle because it housed the Ark of the Covenant. Stephen Fusen explains the significance of the Ark of the Covenant located in the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies contained the singular vessel referred to as the Ark of the Covenant. We can appreciate the uniqueness of a room in which there was a single piece of furniture sitting in the center. It was God's own designation that this inner chamber of the tabernacle was the holiest. It was not only holy, but indeed, it was the Holy of Holies. This term gives recognition to other realms of holiness. That is, there are other realms of spiritual knowledge, awareness, experience, and degrees of divine impartation. But this realm, the Holy of Holies, is ranked by God as supreme because it contains the Ark. The holiness of the Lord saturates both the court and the tabernacle. We experience the Lord's holiness even at the gate of faith. Faith in the Son of God is both sacred and holy. The brazen altar and the laver represent various aspects of our spiritual experiences in the outer court, and they are holy in God's sight. Then we progress into the holy place to participate in ever-deepening realms and dimensions in God. The first veil, with its golden pillars, the showbread table, the golden candlestick, and the golden altar, represent the awesome abundance of God's blessings, gifts, promises, inheritance, righteousness, and indeed, holiness. Yet God established the Holy of Holies as the dwelling place of his ark. All other vessels of the court and tabernacle are not only supportive of the ark, but they are dependent upon it. The ark is the core reason for the existence of the court and tabernacle. Minus the ark, the other vessels lose their purpose. So the Holy of Holies, Designed as a perfect cube of 15 feet on all sides, held the centerpiece of the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant. It was the focal point of progression from sacrifice to sanctification and from God's provision to His presence. As you will recall from our study, God instructed Moses to build the tabernacle so that he could have a place to meet with his people. The Ark of the Covenant was the exact location where God's presence resided. The high priest could enter this room with the Ark, called the Most Holy Place, one day a year on the Day of Atonement. Yet now that Jesus died on the cross as our great high priest, and the veil of the temple has been torn from top to bottom, any believer can spiritually enter God's presence and have their own personal holy encounter with Him. Some questions to consider. Why do you think God had Moses build an entire tabernacle with such elaborate furnishings so that he would have a place to meet with his people? What does the location of the Ark of the Covenant teach us about what is required in the process of approaching God's presence? And finally, how often and in what ways do you seek to enter into the presence of God? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.